Well, welcome visitors. It's great to see you all. It's like we've had a fellowship fast last week. We didn't see each other, and it's just so great to be together again. Well, the message title I have is Pursuing the Gifts of Prophecy and Wisdom? So with prophecy, it would be knowing what to do, or, in these days of uncertainty, wouldn't it be nice to know, if you were driving along, that there was a protest up ahead that you could avoid? Wouldn't it be nice to be kind of led to know what the future might be? For the good of your children, people that they should or shouldn't hang out with, or what about the gift of wisdom, making good decisions. Now, of the many benefits of God's calling, there are fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and all the fruits, but also there are gifts of the Spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12 and have a look at those. And we'll start in verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Notice the prophet is spelt P-R-O-F-I-T, not as in prophecy. So these gifts of the Spirit are to benefit everyone. It's not a selfish thing. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, another to the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and discerning of spirit, speaking in other languages, and interpreting other languages. So here's the list, and the inference here that not everyone is given these fruits or these gifts. To one it's given, to one it's given this. Could it be that these gifts of the Spirit are only for a select few? And I know in Hebrews 2 and verse 4 it says it's God that gives these gifts. So it's not something within our power to have, it's God that gives it according to God's will. Let's go over the page, 1 Corinthians 12, and we'll read verses 28 to 30. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, like speaking in other languages. Verse 29, are all apostles, are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Question, have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? And there's no answer here, but the inference is that not everyone has these gifts. Verse 31, it says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. And straight then, it goes into chapter 13, talking about love. What a beautiful thing. And in verse 2, here's this relationship between prophecy and love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, but if I have not love, I am nothing. Right, so here's that relationship with love and prophecy. In verse 8, love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. or be fulfilled. You know, at some point, those prophecies will all be fulfilled. In chapter 14, it follows on with follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. Here's this desire. Before it says covet earnestly the best gifts, and here it says desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. And the tone changes here from previous verses. We've seen that prophecy is not for everyone, but here it's saying seek after prophecy. Could it be that that gift is available to everyone? And likewise wisdom. Maybe it is that prophecy and wisdom may be more available to you than you think. At the end of chapter 14, in verse 39, it says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not those that speak in other languages. So here it's saying to really seek and pursue that prophecy. And in some ways, we think covet as being a negative thing because the 10th commandment says, do not covet, right? But the rest of that commandment is do not covet what is not yours. Here it's saying that it's okay to seek this. Let's go to John 16 to just have a look at another scripture that may give more light on this. John 16, and we're starting in verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send it unto you. He's talking of the Spirit being given at Pentecost after Christ ascends. And then it goes on to say what the benefits of the Spirit are. Let's go down to verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, it will guide you into all truth. For it shall not speak of itself, but whatever it shall hear, that it shall speak. And he or it will show you things to come. So here Christ is talking about when the Spirit comes, it will show you things to come. Which again reinforces that it may be more available to us, this gift of prophecy. And it could be within the bounds of Scripture, you know, just understanding what nation is which and what's happening in world events. But it could be as simple as things happening in your life. It's worth meditating on. It's worth pondering whether that is something you can ask for or seek. So let's go to wisdom now. We saw in Corinthians that wisdom was a gift of the Spirit. Let's go to James 1 and verse 5. James 1 and verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So here is another scripture saying if you lack wisdom, to ask and it shall be given. And it says he gives to all men liberally. And there's a precondition that you have the belief that you will receive it. So that's worth pondering too. If, you know, we need more wisdom in relationships and how to get along with each other and handle difficult situations with wisdom, where we need that godly inspiration as to what to do. It seems legitimately available to all. So I have 4 points here on in closing on things that might help to receive these gifts of the Spirit. The first one is humility. And we see here with wisdom, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, right? So it's coming from a place, I don't have it. That, you know, I don't have that wisdom, Lord. There's some humility there. There's some contriteness. And in Isaiah 66, verse 1, it says, you know, God makes his abode with those who are contrite and who tremble at his word. So humility is important. Point number two is that obedience is required for his spirit. If we go to Acts 5 and verse 32, and it says, and if we are his witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey him. Right, so his Holy Spirit comes to those who obey. What a beautiful thing that we have that available to us. So that's point number two. Point number three is love trumps all. Right? And we're back in that love chapter, that love and these gifts are so important to have, that it's outflowing, that it's benefiting others. It's giving others what they need. And the fourth point I have is use your gifts for good. And we're in James. Let's go to James 3. James 3 and verse 17. Here it's talking about God's wisdom. James 3:17. But the wisdom that's from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easily to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So here we see this gift of wisdom brings connection and relationship and peace. And if we go back to 1 Corinthians 12, and verse 7, it says, but the manifestations of the Spirit are given to every man to profit all, right? It's an outflowing thing. And in chapter 14 and verse 3, and it says that he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Right? It's to support and uplift and bring unity. It's to help others. These scriptures are worth pondering and taking these scriptures to God and asking for that humility and asking to be filled with his Spirit so that you can reflect more Christ in your life.